Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Restelli. Hello and welcome to the March 2nd Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Restelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up on The Hemp Show, I'd like to welcome Drew Kitt with International Hemp Exchange. Since 2018, Drew has worked with International Hemp Exchange, also known as iHempX, as a sales rep distributing hemp seed genetics and hemp flower throughout his vast network of partner farms and distribution channels. Drew owns and operates a CBD retail dispensary named Two Moons CBD South, located in Asheville, North Carolina. He works closely with processors, agronomists, equipment manufacturers, and international logistics providers as a lead generation and business development consultant. Drew's career in the hemp industry began in 1996, providing retail management services for the Vermont Hemporium. He has over 30 years of business experience in sales and marketing, business development and project management, global logistics, retail operations, and sustainability consulting. Thank you so much for joining us today, Drew, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate you guys having me. Thanks for the invite. I'm definitely here to talk about iHempX, but thought it's always good just to give kind of an intro who I am, because certainly in the biz dev, lead gen, sales, marketing role, you're doing business with a person, and it's good to know who you're working with.
Right, right. So, and it's a lot easier to do business with the person when you have a relationship and you like that person.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, so I mean, way back 30 years, you said I was one of those cool kids on Dead Tour and late 80s, early 90s. And see a bunch of these stickers on the lot, you know, and what's up with hemp? So, you know, it was learned about it. This is the 10th edition, the 1995 Emperor Wears No Clothes.
Nice.
Book, and yeah, got turned on to hemp, and it was.
You need to get that framed and put that up on a wall.
I know. You're right.
Yeah, for real. It was 1995. I don't think I own anything from 1995.
That's vintage. Goes way back. And I ended up in Burlington, Vermont, 96, and got into retail. I designed these stickers, other vintage stickers, Get Hemp from the Vermont Hemporium. So we were into it. You know, it was a different industry back then, but it was illegal, right? So as much as we tried, it just it's one of those things, kind of keep your nose clean, and couldn't really get into it as much as we can now. So fast forward 20 years. We're legal, and I got turned on to hemp again, or I should say reintroduced to it, after I moved to Asheville. I was working for a logistics company in Charlotte, and some friends of mine reached out there in Colorado, and they were moving hemp biomass from Colorado to Oregon, and they needed some help with the freight. And so they said, hey, you're into logistics, can you help us move this hemp? And I was like, what? Hemp? Really? So learned about it. Took a couple years. It was the end of 2018. 2019, it's legal. So I jumped in and I opened up a shop, which we talked about, Two Moon CBD. And that was a quick and easy way since I had experience. It's provided me with a lot of benefit, learning about all the different products like we've heard about today, and also the customer education piece. I mean, you're talking about cannabinoids every day and you're getting feedback from these customers about the products that you're providing. So that was one hat that I was wearing. And the other one
was for the- I love how you brought the hat. That's so great.
These guys I worked with, you know, like I said, Moving Biomass, they're heavily involved in the industry early on, industry leaders dealing with, you know, during the pilot program and all the different ingredients. And really where they landed was getting involved in the genetics, because at the end of the day, it starts with the farmer, it starts with seed in the ground, and it's the Wild West even still. And so starting with quality genetics to be able to get two farmers to grow to produce what the end users are consuming is what they found to be the most important piece. And, you know, that's, you know, where they are now. We're involved in many different aspects. They too, when I say they, Mike Liago, the team in Colorado, in the Longmont, Boulder area, the International Hemp Exchange industry leaders heavily involved in many different aspects. The exchange piece came like Can Trade. They started out doing a product exchange, putting buyers and sellers together. More challenging back in 2016 to really vet and qualify the products that were being marketed. And again, they felt like, let's focus in on the genetics. And so they have been aligned with High Grade Hemp Seed, HGHC, High Grade. They've been around since early days, 2014, 2015, with genetics like Cherry Wine, Berry Blossom, Merlot. So these are some of the classics that have been around for a long time. Right. In 2020, they partnered with International Hemp Exchange. So they're working overseas to find those breeders. You talked earlier, you mentioned about minor cannabinoids, so CBG. So we have Matterhorn. And really working and partnering with these different breeders is super important, close relationship. And ultimately, we're distributing these genetics as feminized seed, as well as starts. And I could kind of talk a little bit more about that because...
Right. Well, I'll definitely have some questions about that. But I find, I mean, you're clearly an OG when it comes to the space, having been in it for roughly, you know, 30 years. But I find it interesting that some of the hemp seed genetics, I mean, it's still got a long way to go, you know, definitely. But you mentioned like back in 2012, 2013, when some of these seed and genetic companies were getting their start, back then it was incredibly hard to find anything of quality. I mean, it was mind blowing when someone had a strain of cannabis that had like over 3 or 4% CBD in it. And then now we've got the Cherry Wines and stuff like that. And because it's just gone a long way and it's such a short period of time. And I can only imagine where it's going to go in 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah, it's awesome to see and kind of being on the forefront and what's coming out. I mean, there's many great breeders that are out there that are doing incredible work. It's a process and it's expensive. You know, there's a lot of engagement and collaborating, innovating, working with academia. Certainly on the labs. I mean, some of the high level testing and the markers on the genetics science. I mean, it's really incredible to watch and be a part of and learn about and, you know, help others understand because there is a lot to it. Right. It is global. You know, there's a lot of depends. There's so many different variables. It's not a one size fits all. You really need to understand the situation, the farmer, where they are, how they plan to grow, who are they selling to, what are they wanting to sell. Smokable is super nuanced, and I can digress and talk for days, but right. You know, well, the point is that it's, you know, farmer focused is super important, understanding, kind of begin with the end in mind, but also what are you growing for? Is it important? Is it just an ingredient? Are you looking at the cannabinoid profile as far as your total THC?
And ultimately, when you're talking about really, it's kind of just doing your due diligence on what's going to be best for you. It's like you're working backwards, right? I mean, it's if your end goal is to sell high quality boutique flower, you know, you have to start with quality genetics that are going to get you to that end goal. if your end goal is just a raw material, if you're just going for as much CBD as possible coming out of your plant, you know, you don't need to worry about some of the other things like what's the terpene profile going to be, because all you're doing is, hey, I'm just going to process everything all down to that one cannabinoid. So some of those things are irrelevant. You know, but with the Farm Bill and CBD being legal, I'm sure you saw it. I mean, I saw it firsthand. So many people jump into this space and say, hey, I'm going to grow hemp. And then people kind of a race to the bottom almost to see how much they can buy their seeds for. And it's like, cool, I can get my seeds for 10 cents a pop. And it's like, what are you really getting? You know, you're going to go ahead and put all the effort and time. You're going to grow 10 acres of some trash genetics, and you're going to have trash product in the end that in many cases just gets thrown out.
For sure. Quality in, quality out. You can't look at a seed and tell what it is or what it's going to do. That's why I'm mentioning those third party labs to produce obviously some COAs and show what they look like at different stages. You know, with the USDA 2018 Farm Bill and what's required as far as testing in certain states. And it is a state by state based, you know, what you have to look at and consider. And that's also true just for the light cycle, weather. So yeah, a lot of variables. And that's why it's really important at the end of the day. It's not just the price point of the seed, but it's getting the farmer on the phone to have the conversation to understand what it is that they're looking to do to try to help them and point them in the right direction. And that's, you know, with the cannabinoid bucket, you still have the grain bucket as far as genetics and fiber. And that's something that's, you know, on the forefront. We're primarily focused on cannabinoids, but we're holistic, large scale, big picture as far as what this industry has to offer, because it's so many incredible opportunities that we're involved with at a global scale. So that's like more of the exchange part of it, is information sharing and customer service and collaborating and innovating and developing those relationships like we talked about. So that's what's really great with working about iHempX and these guys. And, you know, we're on a team and we're all doing it together, but the larger network of working with others, it's super important because we all want to succeed.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Right. So part of my next question is going to kind of be, you know, what does it look like in working with iHempX as far as like, you know, what is the engagement process as far as the products and the services look like if I'm a beginner versus I'm a, you know, a veteran farmer? And just to give you my quick guess here is obviously you're going to take a beginner down the pathway of what is it, what are your goals? And you're going to take the veteran farmer and basically say, hey, we've got all these genetics. What would you like? You know, what path would you like to go down? So what does that look like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it starts with the conversation, which is best. I mean, it could be as simple as go to our website and buy seeds online. Usually we like to talk to and engage. Although, you know, we have our menu and there's some more opportunities that are pending that hopefully I'll be able to share in the future as far as working with breeders, but selecting our menu as a choice based on scalability. We offer not just the seeds, but also starts, which are your seedlings or your plugs at a commercial scale, partnering with commercial scale nurseries to distribute both on East and West Coast. And, you know, again, working with genetics that we feel super confident in and comfortable with, the EOSCA certification is something that's becoming more noticed in the market. So the Association of Official Seed Certifying Agencies to have that third party kind of vet those genetics. We have a select menu with Berry Blossom, Merlot that I mentioned, Matterhorn, which is a CBG, which is definitely coming on last year and continuing to get attraction. We also work with Goliath and the Grail, which is also a CBG genetic. And again, these are proven, established, compliant, and scalable genetics that we distribute. It starts with a conversation, understanding the need, and then we provide documentation and talk through it to see what's the best fit relative to, again, the scale, the location, what's the farmer growing for, and also what other resources do they have? Because it's not like you put the seed in the ground and come back. I mean, there's a lot to it, but certainly starting with a high feminization, high germ rate, and then talk them through the process. And then if they need intros, you know, we have great relationships. So if it's an IPM, integrated pest management program they need to put in place, we could point them in a direction for someone who specializes that. If it's plant nutrients, they need some help with that, we can point them in a direction there. Once it comes to harvesting, drying, storing, curing, if you need bucking equipment or trimmers, you know, there are other people that we have great relationships with. And again, the end of the day, it's about success to be able to get the farmer to keep doing this year over year. And if it's at a small scale, one thing we did this year, we lowered our prices again. We reduced our MOQs, our minimum order quantity, so that if you're small time and want to start small, you know, which we suggest, it's a good way to start and learn the plant and then scale based on your demand.
So overall, my takeaway here is you guys know what you're doing. And you have a ton of resources to be able to help out with whatever element or whatever hurdle comes your way, for whether they're brand new farmers or they're veteran farmers. You guys can help.
We'll do our best for sure. Yep. And if we don't know, we'll tell you that, because at the end of the day, you know, the smoke and mirrors and unfortunately people being set up for failure, it's just not good for the industry. And obviously the passion, the longevity, I'm psyched, you know, I'm back in it. I'm back in the game. It was something, you know, it's rare that someone gets an opportunity to be so heavily involved in something. And then, you know, that was illegal. And now that it's legal to be able to do this and really see things moving forward in a great way, super stoked.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So this was great. This wraps up our time. If you're interested in connecting with Drew and iHempX, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the iHempX wholesale store, hosted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you once again for being here today, Drew.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
99.9% of our DNA is identical. It's a 0.1% that truly makes us different and unique. And that's what the show is about. Find out that 0.1% about your favorite guests. Find out what music they like, their first cannabis experience, and even what their room looked like growing up. But more importantly, or as important, their journey. Learn what makes them unique on Everything Is Personal.